Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2020 Reese's Senior Bowl with the standout DB from Oklahoma State, A.J. Green. A.J., what's it like being down here, being pulled left and right by all these NFL scouts and coaches and letting them know you a little bit better?
I mean, it's an honor being down here to even be in this position. I just want to show while I'm down here that I can compete and I'm a hard worker and I deserve to be here.
I tell you what, folks, I'm standing in front of him right now, and I'm around NFL guys every day, basically, man. You have terrific size.
Yes, thank you.
How much does that help doing what you do?
I mean, it helps a lot because I have the size and speed to match up with, like, smaller, fast receivers and also the bigger, taller guys.
Growing up, I mean, I'm sure you probably, I mean, were you a little bit more gifted growing up back in the Pop Warner days?
Oh, yes, sir. That's when I played offense, so I was a running back, a little speedy guy.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. A.J. Green, Pop Warner, 4 or 5 touchdowns a game, and was the birth certificate being questioned?
Yes, but not too bad.
Yeah, so the skill set has always been there.
Yes.
So kind of take us through. So I'm sure you played multiple, probably receiver, running back. When you kind of start trending towards the defensive side of the ball, and how did you know that was going to get you the farthest?
Well, it was high school. I played receiver and cornerback in high school. My uncle was a coach in high school, a receivers coach. But he was like, man, it's a lot of receivers. You're going to make your money on the defense side of the ball. Go try it out. So I tried it out, and I never looked back since.
And no, you have not. And then you arrive at Oklahoma State. Now, you know as well as anybody. I mean, you're in that locker room. There's, 100 kids on the team. Not everybody gets this opportunity.
Yeah.
When do you kind of know that what you're doing on Saturday can get you an opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
It was what I was doing before Saturday in the following week, Monday, watching film, workouts after workouts, taking care of my body. So I just stuck to it, and even if something went bad, I still stuck to it. So I just stayed focused, and it's paying off.
Nice. Man, I just can't get over the size. You're going to laugh if you had to go up against me, but
yeah.
I mean, just say, I mean, it's 3rd and 8. I mean, what's your favorite coverage to be in, and I guess, and how did Oklahoma State kind of maximize your skills and use you?
If it's 3rd and 8, we would probably be like an off man, probably a little in front of the sticks, kind of sitting on everything and just making a play on the ball. But Oklahoma State, they used me. We was a lot of in their face press, being aggressive at the line, and they used me in a lot of 3-deep stuff like that, long and had range.
You get comparisons to anybody at that next level?
I was compared to Darius Slay, his game.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the only one I've been hearing. But
that's a good one.
Yes,
I mean, anybody at the next level, I could kind of see that, too, now that you said that. Before we let you go, and we don't want to hog you up because we're here at the media day, we call it 3 and out, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes.
All right. Your coach, he's an iconic coach at the collegiate level.
Yes.
Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
I'm trying to think. Ramon Richards, he was like 2 years before me. He did an impersonation of Coach Gundy, and it was funny. To this day, it's still funny. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a nickname?
No, they just called me AJ.
AJ? How about this one? Anybody in that Cowboys locker room have a crazy nickname? How'd they get it?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. Well, the defense did funny nicknames. Like, we named everybody, like, you made a play, you kind of get a sticker. So, like, one funny nickname was, Stinky Ham Hawk. And now for one of our defensive linemen, his name is Cam Murray.
Stinky Ham Hawk.
Yeah.
You like that, or just...
It was just all jokes.
So it's kind of that. Sometimes those nicknames stick.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you could get in trouble.
They
usually go with a freshman for some reason.
Yeah.
You guys always nicknaming their freshman. One final one. We always tally up the names before the draft. Our last show before the draft, we see how we've gotten the most votes. You could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who's AJ Green going to bring to lunch?
If I could take out any female celebrity?
Yeah.
I probably... Let me think. I probably want to go out with I probably want to take I probably want to take Rihanna out.
Yeah. So you know, she goes out on a lot of dinner dates.
Show,
man. She's actually the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Okay.
And Beyonce usually is the leader. Rihanna won last year, and Rihanna's off to a good 2020 start.
Okay.
But AJ, man, fabulous career, and again, I can't get over the size. I mean, scouts, I can't wait to see you guys do your thing out there.
Yes, sir.
You excited just to get going again?
Yes, I am. I'm excited to hit the field. I know it's going to be great out there, compete going against the best, and I'm just ready to show what I can do.
Definitely, man. Hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. We appreciate you stopping by to see you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a C2P exclusive.